Yael, what are you doing? I thought we came to Siberia to go birdwatching. Aren't we supposed to be looking at the sky instead of the ground?
No, Don. We came to Siberia to go bird fossil hunting.
Well, that changes things.
I want to see if we can find a parrot.
A parrot? You know, we're in Siberia, right? What would a tropical bird be doing here?
Remember, Don, we're fossil hunting. Just because we won't find any parrots here now doesn't mean parrots didn't live here millions of years ago. Actually, paleontologists found evidence of that. They dug up a parrot leg fossil here in Siberia. The bone is called the tarsometatarsus, which connects the parrot's ankle and toes.
How old was it?
The researchers think it's 16 to 18 million years old, which dates it back to the early Miocene period. Apparently, it was a lot warmer here back then. And even though we usually think of parrots living in lush, green, tropical places, there are some parrots, even today, that live in cold regions. One species lives in the Himalayas, for example. So it's not surprising to find evidence of parrots here when you put the pieces together.
So did this parrot look like the parrots we know today?
The small fossil researchers found isn't enough to tell, but since the bone is so similar to bones of modern parrots, it's likely the two didn't look too different. Researchers are hoping to keep excavating to see if they can find more fossils and get a better picture.
So that's why we're here today. All right, let's get digging.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.